Ray Post and a special guest for interesting conversation, refreshments, and tour this stunning private compound featuring magnificent views of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. Sited on more than 1.5 acres, this four-bedroom, gated, and fully fenced compound boasts a main residence with chef's kitchen, wood and brick floors, four fireplaces, a guest apartment, and detached guest house built in the traditional Pueblo style. Rock waterfalls, koi ponds, stream beds, and a large orchard, this custom landscape property offers extensive outdoor entertainment areas that commune with the home's interior. For information, call 920-7551. That's 920-7551. Then drive to 535 Camino del Monte Sol, right off of Canyon Road, and follow the open house signs.
USO care packages are full of the little things that send an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, we'll never forget you. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. Find out more at USO.org.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have an exceptional country home for sale sited on 20 acres and located in the foothills off of Old Santa Fe Trail with six bedrooms, two offices, a guest house, large kitchen with stone fireplace, and fabulous views. This extraordinary property can be seen by calling me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Mattress Firm. A great night's sleep is the foundation for a healthier life. That can start tonight with Mattress Firm.
Give Mattress Firm and Tempur-Pedic 7 minutes and it'll change your life.
The life-changing power of a Tempur-Pedic bed is something you simply have to experience to believe.
In just minutes, Mattress Firm's trained sleep experts will show you the unique comfort and support provided by Tempur pressure relieving materials.
Buy now, save now. For a limited time only, save up to $400 on a Tempur Advanced Ergo System.
With Tempur-Pedic Ergo System, you can enjoy infinite number of ergonomic rest positions, plus a rejuvenating massage whenever you like. And for a limited time, save up to $400.
With same-day delivery and the largest in-stock selection of Tempur-Pedic, you can be sleeping better tonight.
Mattress Firm, where it's easy to get a great night's sleep.
Call 1-800-MATT-FIRM to order your Tempur-Pedic today.
In stock and ready for same-day delivery. Hurry, these savings won't last.
Mattress Firm and Tempur-Pedic, changing the way the world sleeps tonight.
Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to another Columbus Day remote broadcast. Actually, it's Columbus Day weekend of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from 535 Camino del Monte Sol, a beautiful custom-built compound located in the historic east side of Santa Fe, just steps from Canyon Road. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this stunning property, which offers incredible landscaping, a magnificent main house, a separate guest house, its own orchard, and amazing mountain views. So come join us right now at 535 Camino del Monte Sol, which is very easy to get to. Just take either Canyon Road or Old Santa Fe Trail to Camino del Monte Sol and follow the open house signs to number 535. Now, once you get here, you'll be able to hear some interesting conversations I'll have with a variety of folks, enjoy some terrific refreshments, as well as tour this fabulous property. Now, before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all of the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these companies of the All Things Real Estate brand is Lenson's, which can provide you with a full range of fabrics and custom window coverings. So for more information on Lenson's, again, go to our radio show webpage, which is right on www.sfrp.com. Now, I also invite you to join us next Sunday at Stevens, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, for a very special remote broadcast from this well-known Santa Fe institution's fall gallery sale. That's next Sunday, October 17th at noon, for another remote broadcast of all things real estate. As always, I have a lot going on with the show today and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and my very skilled technician, wherever he is, running around here, Colin McAdams. We are, again, located at 535 Camino Del Monte Sol. I want to kick things off by introducing my friend and today's color commentator, the very well-respected Santa Fe area manager of Fidelity National Title, Mr. Steve Riemann. And there should be a drum roll. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, good Sunday afternoon, Ray. It's a pleasure to be here indeed.
It's always nice to have you with me on the show. We always have some fun together. And actually, is it reprising or reprising? I can never get that straight.
Which, one or the other.
One or the other. We're actually reprising or reprising our role by having these two lovely ladies join us who are colleagues of ours at Santa Fe Realty Partners. This is the third time that I have been broadcasting with them. And in a moment, I'm going to introduce Jan Hamilton and Christina Bronco, who are the hosts of today's show. Before we get going with that conversation, though, Steve, you know, we've done these things before, and we've had a lot of success with these remote broadcasts. You were very kind to host the one-year anniversary of All Things Real Estate at Fidelity National Title back in June. What's been your take on these remote broadcasts as far as notifying the public about the beautiful property?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity, not only for people to enjoy some spectacular homes in our market, but certainly to enjoy a radio guest show. You get to meet the host of all hosts, Ray Post. You get to meet some of the brokers and see some of the most extraordinary properties in this town. And I have to tell you, I have walked around this home, and I have one comment. Calling all buyers. Calling all buyers.
Let's hope they hear that.
Do not miss this one. Oh, my. This is just absolutely spectacular. It's a privilege to be here today.
Yeah. You know, I was amazed when Christina and Jan brought me over here. We did a sort of a logistical walkthrough, as we always do, Steve, and we did a video walkthrough of the property as well. At the end of that, and this is the one and only time I've done this, we went to the orchard and we picked fruit. Now, how many times can you, as a buyer, actually come and do an open house and maybe even be able to pick a handful of fruit? Now, we're not going to give it away today because there's too much out there, but think about that. If you want to have some fresh fruit hanging, as Jan said, what were your phrases? It's just there's an abundance that goes beyond belief here. But anyway, that's another reason to come here besides the fabulous refreshments. Well, Steve, I'll tell you what. We've been teasing the listeners enough. Let's go ahead and introduce our colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jan Hamilton, Associate Broker of Real Estate, and her sidekick, Christina Bronco, who is also an Associate Broker of Real Estate. Ladies, you must be excited about having this listing.
Oh, we are very excited to represent this property, Ray. And again, thanks. It's great being here with you today and with you, Steve. Christina?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but a pleasure. I mean, it's a gorgeous day, gorgeous afternoon, and we really invite everybody to come out and see us and this incredible property that sits in 1.5 acres, 2 deeded lots, right here on Camino del Monte Sol, with the most incredible grounds, and, of course, the house is also magnificent.
Now, we're going to talk a lot about the property, and Mr. Riemann framed it from his standpoint as sort of a civilian walking through here, seeing the beauty that it brings. But there's a lot of history with this property. It was actually developed, architect, is that the right word? It was architect by a very famous architect here at Santa Fe. Why don't you talk about that a little bit, Jan?
Sure. Bill Lumpkins, who many of you, I'm sure, have heard of, he's quite a renowned architect, designed this home about 40 years ago as his personal residence. Of course, it's been through some transformations in the last 40 years, but it has it is built of adobe. Some parts of the house are double adobe. It is very substantial. And the home is set off of Camino del Monte Sol. It's on the east side with beautiful views of the Sangre de Cristo Mountains. It is fully fenced, it's gated, and has absolutely incredible landscaping.
Yeah, and I want to jump in there and interrupt you for a moment because I told him I met him the other day when Christina and I were walking around for the second time here at the house. I met the expert landscaper who has done an extraordinary job from El Toro. James Dorwald was actually here with his crew. And I must say that, and Steve commented on this when he walked in for the first time, the landscaping, the koi ponds, the waterfalls, the beds, spring beds, all of this, I've never seen this anywhere else in Santa Fe. Have you seen it, Jan?
No, not in town. This is a very special property. It's been developed with complete privacy and peacefulness. It has a very zen quality.
Yeah, that's one thing that you noticed, isn't it?
You just want to wander through the gardens and watch the koi and admire the waterfalls, and you could get lost in about 1,000 places here and feel like you're well out of town, and here you are within walking distance to Canyon Road.
Uh-huh.
And just an unbelievable setting, really is.
Well, I'm going to sort of break up the, because we have sort of a round table here. We're inside, by the way, all of my good listeners today. We're not out on the portal like we usually are, this covered portal, which is absolutely beautiful. Because of this waterfall system, it would be, well, frankly, I would fall asleep. It's such great white noise, it would cause me to go to sleep. But more importantly, it would have been distracting background noise. So I'm going to mix things up a little bit, and I'm actually going to introduce another friend of ours. If, Jan, you could pass the microphone over there, one of our esteemed partners on all things real estate, just to say hi for a moment and get her sort of immediate observations and have her come back in a minute. I want to introduce Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, the well-known interior designer here in town. Annie, you've joined us on a number of these remote broadcasts. What's your impressions of this fabulous compound?
Well, I have to say that I'm happy I did not miss this house.
Yes.
Because it's amazing. And I live not far from here.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, we all probably travel down Camino del Monte Sol.
Yes.
In our daily lives. I had no idea that this compound was back here.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately when you just start to walk down the pathway and you see the trees that are so mature, you hear the water, it's so inviting, and it has such a peaceful feeling to it. It's also, the house is set back, so you don't really have a sense of what you're seeing immediately, and you really have to discover the property.
Mm-hmm.
And then walking through and seeing the orchards, it's just hard to believe that you're not up in the mountains.
Right. Well, and as I said, Andy, and that's an excellent sort of overview from your excellent interior design eyes, and we're going to get some more commentary from you as the show progresses. But just like a movie star, the gentleman who usually starts this show with his state-of-the-market commentary, Andrew Hoffman, has decided to stroll in here, and we've only got about 2 minutes before the break, Andrew. Actually, I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When I come back, I'm going to take Andrew Hoffman's weekly State of the Market commentary. So stay tuned and come down and join us here at 535 Camino del Monte Sol, tour this fabulous compound property. I'll tell you what, Gino, we'll be back in a minute, okay?
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master?
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the karate glove. And I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
Chop wood, concrete, trees. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
Hi-ya! Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Hey, wake up. You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take, steps that go beyond just getting good grades. So if you're serious about college, visit knowhowtogo.org today. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today at a remote broadcast at this beautiful compound at 535 Camino del Monte Sol, just steps from Canyon Road on the east side of Santa Fe. We invite you to come on over here, enjoy some refreshments. You can actually pick a couple of fruits in the orchard that's part of this property. Andrew Hoffman, who is with us, attends to bees, and he's going to probably be down there as well because he'll appreciate that more than most people. And then you can also take a tour of this terrific property, which is on 1.5 acres of land, 4 bedrooms, a separate guest house, the whole 9 yards. Anyway, I'm joined today by Steve Rehman, who's providing us with color commentary. Steve of Fidelity National Title. He'll be back in a moment. We're sort of changing things up a bit. I had a little miscommunication, my fault, with Andrew Hoffman. I apologize, Andrew. But as always, we're going to get your couple minutes of state of the market commentary. Go ahead.
Well, Ray, as improbable as it may seem, in the last week, rates have dropped even further.
Yeah.
There are always reasons why rates will drop, but usually they're hidden amongst the trees of the economy. In this case, I think what's happened is that most economists will say that there's not going to be a double dip recession, though, and the economy is recovering very, very slowly. And the Fed has signaled that they're going to continue or they're going to start to buy again mortgage-backed securities. The result of that is that in the last week, the 30-year fixed rate dropped to 4% without any points. 15-year is at 3.5%, and a 5/1 ARM at 3%. You know, I always talked about this as being free money, but this is really free money. A number of borrowers who are refinancing are opting to refi from a 30-year to a 15-year because they can get virtually the same payment.
Right.
And half the interest cost because they're paying it off in 15 years rather than 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And some are even paying down jumbo loans into conforming so that they can take advantage of these incredible rates and they'll still get a return on their investment on the cost of doing the refinancing
right.
of 10 to 15%, which is far greater than they're getting from their cash in the economy. And as I've said before, with rates dropping almost a half a point in the last month, on a $250,000 purchase, the savings in interest represents the equivalent of a 5% reduction in price. Well, you know, obviously we always say this is the time, but the question I have is how long will this be? How low will they go? And that's anybody's guess. But as the old saying goes, strike while the iron's hot, and the iron certainly is hot.
Yeah, it's red hot right now, and I did see that the Federal Reserve Bank of New York executive mentioning that they may, in fact, start buying back the mortgage-backed securities, which will help sustain this situation even further. But Andrew's absolutely right. The message today, as it has been for so long, is now is the time. Interest rates will probably not go any lower than this. So if, in fact, you are ready to buy, need, or want to, time to do it. Anyway, Andrew Hoffman, take a walk through the orchard. Thanks a lot for your commentary.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking to you next week when we will be at Stevens, the consignment gallery.
And I'll be there, too.
All right, very good. Thank you. Before I get back into my conversation with both Steve Rehman and Annie O'Carroll, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Steve Rehman of Fidelity National Title, my color commentator again today. You've been walking around. Any secondary observations about this beautiful property?
Well, I just don't know where to be shocked at first, to be honest with you. The grounds are obviously spectacular, as we've discussed, but the home itself with the multitude of ceiling treatments, floor treatments, We've got beam floors here. We've got a couple of different kinds of brick floors here. We've got a passive solar sunroom, a couple of guest houses. You could get lost in this house easily, and yet it's got the warmth and feel of an old, distinguished home with every possible updated remodel that you can think of hidden away so that it still has that old feel, but it's got all the function and bells and whistles that you want a new home. We're enjoying a spectacular seating area here with some French doors out to the koi ponds and just, frankly, the cutest little Kiva fireplace I think I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you're right.
That built in the wall. That thing's cute as a pig.
It is. Actually, I think Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design may want to talk to you, Steve, after the program about coming on board, because you basically described this property the way her interior design eyes would do it. Anyway, again, I want to welcome back Annie O'Carroll to the show. Again, Annie provides a wide range of professional interior design services to her clients. And again, today is going to provide us with a number of her observations about 535 Camino del Monte. So, Annie, you framed sort of generally from your standpoint what you think about this property. Now let's drill down a little bit, as we always do, and walk around, as you wish, this terrific compound.
Well, one of the things, apart from what I had just mentioned about the feeling of the property and that it's set back from the road so that you really have such a private feeling, and then as you continue to discover the property, you wander back through these beautiful orchards. One of the things, just to compare it to other properties that I've seen on the east side, that tend, because of the architecture, the historical architecture,
right,
to be a little darker, lower ceilings, very little storage. I think those are common components of an older east side house.
Mm-hmm.
This house is completely the opposite. It's crisp. It's got beautiful white plastered walls. It has details that are historic, the darker wood finishes. It has standing vigas. It has MR16 contemporary lighting.
Wow.
It's got the wood floor, to me, looks like it's pine, and the width of the planks are over a foot, which
right.
is unbelievable.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah, and you can tell that they've been here for a long time. It's the kitchen's open. The spaces are open. In the master bathroom, there's a glass shower that you can walk through,
right.
and there's two there's vanities on either
yeah,
side
of
the
bathroom. Yeah, his and hers on either side, right.
Shower, so who wouldn't love that?
Yeah, exactly.
And very updated and just beautifully done. You really can see the effects of Lumpkin's design in this property.
Have you, as an interior designer, have you seen other Lumpkin's design properties around town?
I've seen a couple.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sort of a Lumpkin's look?
You know, I think the bones are,
uh-huh.
and I know that it's been remodeled,
uh-huh.
so I don't know if he was involved in that phase of it. But just the fact that the ceilings are high
uh-huh.
and that the spaces are open makes me think that it was probably remodeled
yeah.
significantly
yeah.
in the past.
Did you go out and walk in the orchard?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and as Jan Hamilton was saying earlier, the trees are just laden with fruit. And I guess you're going to give away some bags, Christina, maybe, for people to... No, I'm just kidding.
When you're up in the master bedroom, there's glass that
yes.
forms a 45-degree angle, and you can see the sangres from
yeah.
that window.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And it's completely private. And here you are on the east side on Camino del Monte.
And you can see it as if you're living way out in the country
exactly,
and seeing the mountains.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty amazing.
This is really a house to see.
Yeah. Now, you live in the neighborhood, though,
I
right?
I do.
Yeah. But you've never been to this property before,
no,
right?
No, I have not. And yeah. I wouldn't even notice it passing by, which is what I think is so great about it.
Yeah.
You really have to discover it.
Yeah. Well, Annie, I want you to, if you can, stay with us for a while. We're going to go sort of round the table again later on. Steve, I've got about a minute before I got to take a break here. Any observations you want to leave with the listeners other than show up?
Well, I certainly want to invite all the buyers here. But, you know, one of the things that that Andrew Hoffman brought up was the fact that we're now starting to see transactional borrowers going from 30 years to 15 years. It's really a shift in the psychology of a buyer or a homeowner when he says, I think I can own this home in 15 years,
right.
rather than I think I can leverage this home for the next 30 years.
Exactly.
It really is, it represents a real shift in the market. I happen to be, and Ray, you may know this, but I happen to be under contract for purchasing another home myself.
Congratulations, yeah.
And I got to tell you something, buyers get with it. This is just an unbelievably historic time, not only for interest rates, for prices of homes, for what's available in inventory. You know, you got to work your real estate brokers to death because you want to see about 60 or 75 homes. Isn't that right, Christina?
Yeah.
About 60, yes. But you've got so much to see. All the options are available to the buyer. Financing is unbelievable. The market is spurty but still strong here,
mm-hmm.
and you just need not hesitate as a buyer in this market.
Well, you've heard it here from Steve Freeman of Fidelity National Title. Take that to the bank, so mm-hmm. to speak. But more importantly, or just as importantly, come on by here to 535 Camino del Monte Sol, which is just Christina's reminding me that they're going to be open until 3. I thought you were saying it's just 3 steps from Canyon Road, which is where I was going. That should be very long steps. But anyway, it's very close to Canyon Road. And indeed, Jan Hamilton and Christina Branco will be here until 3 o'clock today. We invite you to come on over. They've got some fabulous refreshments. You can pick some, just a handful of fruit off of the orchard, and also take a tour of this great compound. So Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our sort of impromptu roundtable conversation with all sorts of interesting folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
This heavyweight bout is about to begin. What's the champ wearing? Looks like an examination gown. And from the back,
ooh, that's not pretty.
Champ, what's with
the fine house?
Hey, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we're doing a live remote broadcast at 535 Camino del Monte Sol, just steps from Canyon Road. We've had some fun here today. This is a beautiful property. It's a beautiful setting. I mean, we just can't – well, actually, I'm going to let my guests say all these things better than I ever could in a moment. But we're into the last segment of the program, and before we do that, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphic solutions company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see my friend Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551, and let Fast Signs find solutions to all your graphic needs. I'm joined here at the table. I usually don't have this many folks with us, and we're going to be sort of jostling the microphones around, but I'm going to go my right to left and start with my friend and partner on the radio show, Annie O'Carroll of Annie O'Carroll Interior Design. Annie, got a few minutes here, about 8 minutes actually, to talk about this property, and we're just going to divide it up and sort of give our last thoughts about it. As an interior designer, what's your impression?
Well, it's an amazing home. I mean, to me, it has a very soft, warm, contemporary feeling, and the way that the owners have furnished it is contemporary. But it really does have a very up-to-date look, and it's also warm and soft at the same time. So from an interior design point of view, if it was empty with no furniture, you really could take it in many different directions. But because of the orchards, the land, where it is sited, the architecture, you know, I think that simple and clean is probably the way that I would go with this property.
Sure.
But I also wanted to mention, because I didn't before, that there's a guest house. The guest house is amazing.
Yeah.
And there's actually another suite that's attached to the house that functions as a guest house. So
right.
It's really got everything.
Yeah, I think that separate guest house, and I was talking to Steve Marina about this, would be a property that most people would find as a pretty nice, you know, full-time mm-hmm. property to live in anywhere in Santa Fe.
Absolutely. That was my impression as well.
Yeah. I want to remind everybody, too, that, so I don't forget this, if you want to get a hold of Annie O'Carroll, Annie O'Carroll Interior Design, and talk to her about your own interior design needs, please go to our website, www.sfrp.com, and when you go to the radio show page, prominently right there among all of our partners is Annie O'Carroll's logo. Click on that and give you all the contact information. I'm going to come back to you again, Annie, but I want
Thank
to
you.
Shift over to my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Jan Hamilton. Jan, you and Christina, you're lucky to have this as a listing. We know it. The sellers are well, they're lucky to have this house, but mm-hmm. if you were out there advising as a broker, your buyer client, what would you say to them about this property? Hey, we need to stop by today because...
Well, I think that this is such a unique property. Whenever we have a showing, whether it's perfect for the buyer or not, there's always an overwhelming response that this property is unlike any other. It has a feeling of tsuke, a lot of water. Again, for those of you who just joined us, this property is on an acre and a half, completely landscaped with orchards. There are amazing rock waterfalls, koi ponds, and stream beds. The orchard includes apple trees, pears, a couple different types of pears, cherry trees, there are raspberries. It's a magnificent, just a magnificent private property right in the core of Santa Fe. So I think that I just think it's such a unique property that no one should miss it.
Yeah, and as I said earlier in the show, you guys are very, very sweet to say at the end of our business meeting when we were first here, hey, Ray, let's grab a bag and go out and pick some of the fruit off of the trees. And I was just astounded. I went home and I ate everything almost immediately. And so it was terrific. And the stuff is still here today. And again, we're inviting the buyers that if you come by here, you can grab a couple of pieces of fruit. Don't come with a truck full with, you know, bushels, baskets, thinking that you're going to be able to walk away with a whole bunch of stuff, but you can have some. Your partner in crime, Christina Bronco. Christina, you guys are doing a great job today. You're going to be here until 3 o'clock. If you were advising the listeners about what they're going to see, maybe for the first time coming to this part of town and not experiencing something as large and as beautiful as this, what would it be that they would see?
Well, we've been talking about this property and all the orchards and the landscape and the koi ponds and well, one must ask, well, where is the water coming from? Well, this property has one private well and a shared well as well.
Good point.
So that's where all the water comes from. But everything is on recirculating water systems, and it's like state-of-the-art everything. Denman Construction was the last big remodel. They were the ones that did it. And we know around town their reputation and how impeccable they are. So this property, anything and every little thing is perfectly taken care of at all times. So nobody has to feel that they have to come into the property and have to do anything to it. Just bring your suitcase.
Right, and again, is that for the fruit?
No. Oh, for the fruit. Not to stay.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, you could stay today, I guess, if you wanted to work out a deal with them. But again, a shout-out to the fabulous landscaping done by El Toro, Charles Dorwald, who is the owner of that firm. Again, he and his crew have done a terrific job of making this place really sing today, but more broadly, the stuff that they've done has really been just amazing. I haven't seen this kind of landscaping anywhere. Have you?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's very carefully taken care of, very well thought out. Mm-hmm. So it's very lush. Well, Jen was saying that you could be in Tsuke. You could be pretty much anywhere in the world. I mean, this property could be in France, Italy, in the countryside, anywhere.
Yeah, that's the truth.
So,
well, we're so lucky here, Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title. That's a good way, as Christina just framed it, for us to really sort of boast the fact that just about anywhere in this lovely town is not a bad place to be, right?
This is a little piece of heaven all over the place.
Yeah, indeed.
This is a remarkable home. I really appreciate what Annie said earlier with respect to so many times you think of older remodeled homes being low ceiling or dark or anything. There is more light and more beauty coming in the windows of this home. The skylights are done. Ceiling treatments, like I said, are fabulous. Floors are wonderful. There's a maze of windows and a little circular stairway. And it doesn't have the feel of an older home at all. It has all the good bones and the good feel of a structure of an older home. But yet it's got all the features and all the fabulous plaster. I mean, I'm wowed, folks. I have to tell you that if you can come to this home, whether it's in your price range or not, it's entirely irrelevant.
Right.
Come enjoy a magnificent piece of Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Right, and meet two of the stellar brokers from Santa Fe Realty Partners that Steve and I are proud to be associated with, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton. Whether in fact you can buy this house, just meeting them is a pleasurable exercise in of its own self. But I want to ask you, Steve Riemann, the last time, and actually I'm looking at Christina and Jan, I'm just wondering, we ought to take this on the road because this is the third time we've done a remote broadcast together. The last time we did one with Steve, Steve made a comment about the property you were listing at that time and showing that day, and he said it was a real man house. Does this one pass muster as a man house?
Oh, my, yes. Oh, my, yes. In fact, if folks want to come out this afternoon, I suspect there'll be a baseball party somewhere in one of these living rooms. And, yeah, guys, come on out and enjoy it. If you don't feel comfortable out putzing around in the garden and the outside, then the house itself is just extraordinary. So, yeah, this is a guy home as well.
Well, and I'd imagine that Mr. Lumpkins, the architect, would appreciate that characterization as non-architectural as that is. It's still
just an honest evaluation.
Very, very true. It really is. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got about a minute left here before I have to go. Annie O'Carroll, I want to say hi and bye to you again, and look forward to having you. You're going to join me, I think, on the 31st on Halloween.
Oh, right.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a remote broadcast from another property that day, and I understand the broker that day is going to really do it up big. Now, I don't know if we have to come in costume, but are you ready for that?
No, I'm not. I will get ready.
Okay. Well, just to give you a fair warning, you've got 2 weeks to do that. Jan Hamilton, my colleague at Santa Fe Realty Partners, co-host here with Christina Bronco at 535 Camino Del Monte. So any last thoughts for the listeners?
I just want to invite everyone out today. Again, Christina and I will be here at this home, this beautiful home, until 3 o'clock today. So it's something not to be missed. I really encourage you to come out and see 535 Camino Del Monte Sol. This property is priced at $2,850,000, and it is worth every penny of it.
Right. And Steve Riemann, last comments. That is a price point that not a lot of people can embrace, but at the same time, it's worth coming. This is like coming to like a park or a museum, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely right. And people admire some of the occasions we have at some of the galleries or some of the big events and the old Buckaroo Ball and those sorts of things. This is one of those astounding adventures into the world to come and visit this property.
Well, I want to encourage everyone today to come to 535 Camino Del Monte Sol, just steps from Canyon Road here in Santa Fe, and tour this fabulous property. Thank you, Christina Bronco and Jan Hamilton of Santa Fe Realty Partners, for letting us broadcast the show from your open house today. A special thank to interior designer Annie O'Carroll for being on the show today, and of course to Steve Riemann of Fidelity National Title for offering, as always, some terrific color commentary.
Go Yankees.
Yeah, go Yankees, I guess, and go Braves. Thank you for Gino Thompson, my producer, Colin McAdams, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine program. Thank you for tuning in today. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260 KTRC AM Santa Fe. Name the city of Santa Fe small business.
Financial strength and risk management skills to stand behind every bond we insure. Talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Problems at work? Turned down for a job? Possible discrimination? Call the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission at 800-669-4000. Quality of work.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. Some Democrats are distancing themselves.